So here we are today at Conway Marina in North Wales, and today we are surveying a boat that we're taking as a part exchange. Now, in my previous episodes, I touched upon the three different types of boats that we sell, being brokerage, used stock and new. And in this instance, we are taking a boat as a part exchange that will become used stock. But part of the process is to get it surveyed. So every boat we take as a part exchange, we survey for our own due diligence to make sure what we're purchasing effectively is as we expect. We're not looking to pull the boat apart, but what we're looking to do is to make sure it's sound. It's in one, it hasn't been dropped, it wasn't on the beach last week and that type of thing. So that's what we do. Now, in order to do that, we instruct the services of a professional marine surveyor. Now, today we are using a gentleman called Chris Olson, who has travelled up from the south coast to look at this boat, and it's a two-day activity for him. So he drove up on Wednesday, today's Thursday, and started his what they call in-water survey yesterday. Now, a survey really means going through all the systems on the boat, checking everything's working, and then moving on to more of a structural side of things, so checking the boat is structurally sound. What he also does as a surveyor is do a sea trial. Now, due to timings, etc., I missed the sea trial this morning, unfortunately, but that's been carried out and we can ask Chris about that. But what we're doing now is the structural side of things. So in a minute, when Chris has stopped tapping his hammer, I'm going to go and have a quick chat with him and discuss a few ideas with you. So Chris, while we're here, can I just ask you quickly what you're doing while you're tapping the hull with the hammer?
Yep, just tapping to see along these edges here, along these radiuses and corners, to make sure that there are no what are called voids in the corner when the boat was built, when they laid out all the fiberglass, so that there are no air spaces in here, because that could trap air and create a problem as the boat gets older. The majority of the hitting with the hull is to see how well the laminate has been laid up.
All sounds good on this boat?
Yeah, there's an interesting noise here, which I suspect, I've already worked it out, is that's what we're listening for. And then you get a different noise there. That's because there's a head moulding inside there.
Okay.
So that's the main reason, but also on a boat like this, most of the hammering is to work out, has the boat been driven too hard, and has it effectively damaged the structure internally?
Right, yeah.
So that's all the good noise we want to hear. You can also hear where the internal stringers are inside, where you get a slight difference in the tone, where the internal stringers are put in place.
And you do these scrapings here for moisture content reading?
The scrapings here, I just leave time. I do those early in the survey,
yep,
to allow them to air dry, and I get the best possible chance of getting a sensible moisture reading out of it. I also use touch and my eyeballs just to see that there's no blistering.
Yeah.
And also an exposed air is possible crazing. Again, a boat like this can be driven too hard and unsympathetically, and sometimes you can get some crazing running along,
yeah,
level,
brilliant,
with these stringers.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Chris, that's really interesting. So what we'll do one episode is we'll actually speak to Chris in a bit more detail when we're not stood in the rain in North Wales, but hopefully that gives you a bit of an insight into what we're doing and what a survey really involves. It's an interesting process. Over the years, we've literally probably done hundreds of surveys, and thankfully most of them come up fine. Very rarely do we find issues with boats that actually cause it to be a problem for the deal as such, that's going to prevent the deal from happening. Even when we do brokerage boats, again, something we'll touch on in future episodes, the buyer will most of the time have a survey done or carry out a survey, and as a result they can check for the boat again. It's their own due diligence, they're buying the right boat, they're buying what they think they should be buying, and thankfully very rarely do we lose a deal on survey. So I hope that's quite interesting. We're going to carry on now with this survey. Like I say, there'll be more to come in future episodes on the surveying side of boats, but I wanted to touch upon it today. And thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast channel, and more to come. Thanks very much.